Blog Talk Radio.
With nigga tendencies, black and black and two steps on the side of crazy. Got predicted queen and extraordinary philanthropy. Giving niggas life when these bitches keep trying to press me. Only goal in life is stay black and die on everything. Compton breed a fucker on spring ghetto and uppity. Trying to find a balance between good and evil, the blasphemy. Got me contemplating on snapping these souls that blank me. Keep me relevant, public toilet crappy lips. Running over till I punch their ass up with a double fist. Feeling better, finally no longer full of shit. Fucking prison, let me take a mental pic. The moment that you thought you were relevant, gotta be quicker than that, you punk bitch. Snatch your whole dreams real quick. Your member or don't remember it. Now I know the verdict, you's illiterate. Let me repeat again, but put in simple terms that you'll understand. I'm a woman, name real. Your name, no reveal. You say bad things, what's the deal? I say talk to me, you say kill, but I'm with it though. Now you chill, can't look past all that, that's for real. So when you see, you know what time it is. Keep that same energy in our calorie. Keep that same energy in our calorie. Keep that same energy in our calorie. Real G's keep it real at all costs. Even if it means you gotta take your own loss. They ain't passing out no blames when you know it's your fault. Can't nobody jeopardize what you was already taught, but you don't hear me though. Words ain't even bombs anymore, that's for sure. If I said it, best believe it's a go. My approach will have a bitch looking like a fucking joke. Ain't a bully, but I need you to be in the dough. Don't think about it, be about it. Or I'll make peace about it. If my patience wears thin, I'm gonna have to leap about it. If I end up going to jail, I may have to weep about it. But I promise I won't forget about it. Making me the hot top. Keep that same energy and I counter it. Keep that same energy and I counter it. Keep that same energy and I counter it. Hey, don't let the smooth taste boot ya. Straight cut from California. Quick to a roll up on her. Blasting her style and my words around the corner. No sticks, no knives, no heat. Just some old fashioned ass whooping in the street. Shake hands after you get your ass beat. Learn your lesson about fucking with me. Molly walk your ass, but I'm still a lady. Whatever wave you're on, keep that same energy. Respect is on my name, that's the way it's supposed to be. And tell them other bitches what you know about me. I promise it, no sucker shit. And wanna give you this. Keep that same energy and I counter it. 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 Keep that same energy and I
know what this was.
Keep that same energy and I counter it.
That
same energy and I counter it.
That's the whole about me.
Bitch.
I fucked up with you one time. Even now. I'm a beast with it. I turn into a different person. You don't want this shit. Better keep telling you.
What up, y'all? What up, what up, what up?
You are now listening to Theory of Behind Mine, where it's wine, not wine, but we got the Henny in the house. It is going down today. I'm still doing a little setup right now, so I hope y'all don't mind me taking care of a few things because I need to get my live going real quick. But I want y'all to sit back and listen to me this weekend. We are coming to you today, 4/27/19. I hope y'all had a great week, holiday, 4/20 and Easter, our Resurrection Sunday, however you want to keep it, Good Friday, all that stuff. I hope everybody had a great, great month because it's almost at an end. We just started fucking 2019 and it's already about to be May. Kids about to go out of school and it's about to be summertime. Y'all ready for Tatiana to come out? Cause it's about to happen, baby. Not me, somebody else though. I'm gonna put some music on real quick. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna put some music on real quick. And I'm gonna come back and we're gonna discuss some things. I got some things in my brain that we need to discuss. So check this music out. Holla back. 1 minute. Let's see if it will play. All of my things are down right now. All of my systems. And this happened to me last week, and I was like, what in the entire fuck is going on here? I just do not know. So we're just going to continue. So today in the house, I have one of my homies, and we big chilling. We are big, big chilling.
Oh, I hate my computer for everything it's worth. We're big, big chilling. You know, homie? I wish I could finish smoking my blunt like we was doing. But I got so much going on. But we're just going to talk. First of all, I hope you guys had a great week. For me, you know, some things have been going great in my life. I can't even be mad at how my life is right now because I'd be, you know, complaining on anything because, let's be honest, God has been good to me, baby. Good to me. But I can't lie. Yesterday was a real crazy day for me. And I was like, how in the hell did I end up in this situation? Like, it was just like, oh my gosh, right? Like, I really gotta tell y'all about this before we get into the actual point of this whole conversation, this whole thing. But I went to work. I got two jobs. I work at a school. You know what I'm saying? And I can say this because I ain't live yet. Yeah, I work at a school, and I'm sitting up there. I go into work like, get the D, I'm feeling good. It's Friday. Yes, we're all the way live. Yes, I like that. You know what I'm saying? We in the case, okay? Nope. Why? Because out of the 6 security guards that works at the school, only 2 showed up. Two! Only 2 motherfuckers showed up, and the two people that showed up was female. Female. All the guys took off. One of the guys come in at 11 o'clock, so when the first 3 guys took off, we was like, okay, at least we'll have 1 guy and it'd be 2 of us, 2 girls. No, he called off too. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, how that's going to happen? How y'all just going to do low us on some shit? You know what I'm saying? So now, you know what I mean? We up there trying to do our job the best way we can do it. You know what I'm saying? Taking care of our business, handling it the way we supposed to do. Doing our grown man and grown woman shit. I mean, you know, handling the shit and everything right. You know what I'm saying? Here come after school. After school come along. We got this one big ass student. He don't never go to class. Don't never go to fucking class. So he ended up getting checked out the school. Thank God he got checked out the motherfucking school. Now he is checked out the school. This little motherfucker wants to sit up there and come back onto the school ground because he want to fight another student that still goes to the school. Who the fuck do you think you are? That's what I wanted to know. Who do you think you are? So, he comes onto the school ground, passes the assistant principal in the process of doing this shit. I see him. I see another student, the one he came to fight, start taking his shit off. I ain't dumb. I'm from the hood. I see you taking your shit off, and your body language is moving a certain way. Like, nigga just like almost dancing, like he pop-locking his shit. So, I know. You with the shit. Y'all about to do something. So I'm on the radio. They about to fight, y'all. They about to fight. What these simple-minded motherfuckers gonna do? Slowly move their asses over there. I think the only reason why the assistant principal actually got off the cart and actually decided to run over there was because he seen me in between them. And they actually started fighting while I was still in between them. Because I'm not. I was raised by wolves, my nigga. I'm from Compton. And I already feel like there's some things, you know, going on at this school that is low-key setting these kids up for failure. So for me to sit back and just be like, I'm going to let these kids fight, no. How do I know this little boy didn't bring a weapon with him while he's trying to fight him? He gonna stab him or anything? I don't know nothing. All I can do is do my job, step in between them, and be like, no, you're not even supposed to be on campus. You gotta go. But I'm standing 5 foot nothing to this 6 foot something. They used to call him blindside, but ain't nothing about him says that he got some potential. He a big ass nigga, tall and fat. Tall and fat. tall and motherfucking fat. And then you got the nerve to have your hair standing up over your head like Kobe when he first entered the league, when he had that nappy shit growing all up on his head. Got his head standing like that. Got a couple of more inches on him because of that. Now, here your ass is. There it is. Ooh, they're going to laugh. Got it going. Yes, you're looking good now. But get that going. That little nigga, I was so pissed. I was literally in between them. I'm like, no, you ain't supposed to be here. Get the fuck out of here. You ain't supposed to be here. Go home. You know, don't be trying to fight. Y'all not going to fight right now. They started fighting over my head. I'm literally like, oh, my God, let me move these motherfuckers. No, pushing them back and shit. Me pushing them back knocked one of the kids down on their ass and myself. I don't know how I touched the ground, but now I'm pissed. Because ain't nobody still here. I'm still trying to stop this shit. I've seen it when they were getting ready to do it, and I said a possible fight is about to happen. A 4:15 is what we call it. Possible 4:15. That's what I said. Now, did they come quick? No. The last time I called out a 4:15, they was right there like that. But again, all the security guards was there, so it was easy for that to happen. Us being short, everybody wasn't there. And it's after school. So, I ain't even live. I'm talking to the camera. I ain't even live yet. But I was thrown back, and I had to get on my radio again and just stop. And I had to let them fight because I couldn't stop them by myself. And a bitch smoked cigarettes, so I'll be out of breath. I was out of breath. I was like, I ain't about to wrestle with these little boys. I'm 30 something. Right, real fast. Let's bring it back. I'm 30 some years old. I don't have time for that bullshit. Look at my baby. No. Right. He like when I smoke the cigarettes more than he do like when I smoke the weed. He want to get the weed. He want to lick the shit and it's all in his face. But when he see me smoke a cigarette, he be like, what about me? You smoke that one with me. What about this one? I said, mine too. No. It's not. It's not. Yes, I have a 7, almost 8-month-old pit bull, and his name is Tuxedo. Short, we call him Tux. I call him King Tux for his nickname, but he has been let out of his area because if I kept him in there, he would sit there and cry the whole damn time, and all you would hear behind me is, he's like, don't be, he walked up on me like, are you really, like, going to sit there? No, I don't know who you be watching. Look on me like that, but back up. Like that was way rude. I don't appreciate that. Like that made me feel some type of way. I am not that type of chick. I am your mother. Don't get frustrated with me. Go sit down. No, go sit. Sit. He likes when I cuss at him to make him sit down.
Sit your ass down.
There you go. Sit all the way. There you go. Out my face. See what happens when you have a dog? You got to make sure you always keep your discipline going. You know what I'm saying? And I cut him to sit, and stay. And he be thinking I be playing. I don't know why. But either way, I was very like, oh my gosh. Like, what in the hell am I getting myself in with these kids? You know what I'm saying? And I was very thrown back because the assistant principal allowed this kid to walk up on campus, and it was like, you know, he don't belong here. Even if he's coming to visit, it's after school and it's a Friday. He needs to leave. You should have questioned him. That's our job. You faculty. But, you know, me being top flight and all, my spider senses was going off. It was like,
Pay attention. And at the same time I'm paying attention to him coming on campus and me walking the same way he's walking, I'm also seeing a group of kids on the backside, and I'm like, why are they sitting here? All these niggas, and it's one little girl, and it's the little girl I see take something to the back from a cup, like, bro? You know what I'm saying? So I was just like, like, man, this some shit right here. This some shit. You want me to tag you in the live or not? The jail? People don't know you here, so I don't know. But they're going to be able to hear you, and they're going to be like, I know that voice. And we're like, I know that voice. Right. We know the booty. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So, yeah, we got the live going. Hey. We live. Theory of an eye, my. We got the live feed going now. Okay. I know. So, yeah.
You about to see me right now.
And you about to hear my dog bark because he's like, who is that? A rock. I'm ready to go out there and whoop some ass. Even though he was ready to just, like, kill this nigga just the other day. Yeah, so I was really thrown back because I was really tired. I was out of breath. Like I said, I smoked cigarettes. I was out of breath. I had to call them on the radio. I could know they could tell that I was out of breath on the radio because I was like, I can't do this by myself. Y'all going to come over here and help me. I'm at the cafeteria. You know what I'm saying? I was serious. I'm serious. You know what I'm saying? What up, DJ? So I was really just like, Jesus, save me. So when I got up out of there, I was thankful because I was just like, let me get on out of here. Let me get my car. I was glad the principal was over there because I was able to give her key back. Like, here's your key. I'm leaving now. Thank you. Bye. Have a good day. You know what I'm saying? It made me even extra late to my second job when I'd usually be just kind of late, you know, because I worked that out like that. Juice, you know? So I always keep a little roach in the car, just, you know, so on from in between jobs because, you know, and that was a moment where I needed a whole one. I didn't need a little bit. I needed a whole one, but I still smoked that little bit, and it still wasn't enough because I was still ticked off because the whole day I was sitting up there having a text message argument during this whole bullshit. You know, the whole time I was at that first job, I didn't have no lunch break. I had one break, and that one break I went to move my car from one side to the other side. And then I went to go outside to smoke a cigarette, walk down the street, and come back, and they called me to go to a room. And that was like 15 minutes before school let out. And I'm like, how in the entire fuck? And then I go to work at the other job, and my other coworker, he kind of, ooh, you know what I'm saying? I think he back on that shit, you know what I'm saying? And if he is, that's bad. Because, I mean, the only reason why, you know, I think he is because he be feeding for cigarettes. And he just started back smoking cigarettes. And I think if you just started back smoking cigarettes after not smoking for over 10 years, I don't think you would be like, you got a cigarette? You got a cigarette? Can I buy a cigarette? Do you have a cigarette? Like, a fiend every day. Like, you got a cigarette? I mean, like, damn, motherfucker. I got to the point where if I only got, like, 7, less than 10 left, I take them all out and leave 2 in there. So when he asked me if he can have one, oh, dude, I'm smoking one and I only got 1 left. I can't even afford to give that away. I ain't got no money to get no more. My bad. But at the same time, it's like, nigga, why you don't ever have a pack? I even gave the nigga a light.
Yeah.
Because he kept coming out. Every time he came out to smoke a cigarette, can I use your lighter? I don't even like you walking up on my car, so here's a lighter. Take that one. Right. That part. Please, people, support your own. Do it. If it's not in your budget, please. Cut it out. Because guess what? Your cigarettes is about to be cut out mine. You know? My thing is, if you want to cut the habit and you got the money to do what you need to do it, then do it. And that's what I plan on doing. So I'm going to be cutting this habit. That's my goal. That's one of my goals by the end of the year is to have this cut. Hell, by the end of summer, cut this habit. Because you know why? I told myself it's stress that reason why I
I smoke cigarettes. And I actually stopped. And I'm going to tell you something. For all those who are not smokers, we who are smokers, we hear you when you say we need to stop. And those who really have that in their brain that they eventually want to stop, they really do want to stop. But the problem is that we got people telling us you need to quit, you need to quit, you need to quit. And as much as we want to, we're not doing it for you guys, we're doing it for ourselves. And you putting it on us like that, it's a strain on us, which causes a stress, which makes us want to smoke. So for me, when I quit that, the last time I quit, it was because I had no one telling me. But what everybody said to me was echoing in my brain, and I was telling myself, you need to quit, you need to quit, you need to quit, you need to quit. When is it going to be your day to quit? Go ahead and quit. You need to quit. I kept saying that to myself because I didn't have my grandmother. I didn't telling me, you need to stop smoking those things. I didn't have my grandfather saying, you need to stop sucking on them things, Joan. And I didn't have my husband telling me, them things stink, I can't wait till you quit. I didn't have my nieces over here telling me, oh, the smoking monster is going to eat you up. I didn't have people. I didn't have my homegirls telling me, oh, that's a bad habit. I can't wait for you to stop smoking. You said you were going to stop smoking. When you going to stop smoking? I didn't have none of those people to tell me that after everybody had gone and I dispersed and we went our own separate ways and did different things. I didn't have that. So it was up to me to make that decision for myself. And I did that. And I was successful for 5 months. What took me back was the fact that I found myself in another stressful situation. And I'll explain it to you. At the time, get your ass out of my kitchen. The nerve. Who told you can go in my kitchen? That's how I got to talk to my dog. Like, that messed me up. Like, hold up, he just walked off. Who told you can go in my kitchen? You know you're not even allowed in my kitchen. Like, get your behind down. Right? Almost 8 months old. I got trained him right. I got trained him right. But, I was in a situation where I was in Vegas. It was during the time that you couldn't smoke weed, and it was something that they will send you to jail for quick, fast, in a hurry. And I was in a stressful situation where I was with people that made it stressful for me. And it didn't make it any better that I didn't realize the dates because I was just like, hey, go with the flow. Let's go. I'm ready. It's free. Let's go. But I didn't realize that date was the anniversary of my grandmother's death and my wedding anniversary. So it was just like, oh, my God, like I'm going through some emotions right now this weekend. I shouldn't have never went. Maybe I should have stayed. I don't know how I made this decision based off of just free and just go and just deal with people. So now I'm sitting out there trying to get my group and get myself together with that feeling, but then I still got other things going on that's making it even more unbearable. And now I want to smoke some weed, but we're not in a smoking room, so I can't smoke no weed. So now I'm like, what the fuck can I do? I go and walk away. I go and talk on the phone and cry with people. I go and lay down. I go and do everything I can possibly do. Finally, I said, fuck it, give me a cigarette. And that's how I started back smoking cigarettes. But I do have a goal because I know what I did to stop the last time, and I was very successful with that, and I was actually winging myself off of that to a certain degree. My thing is, as long as I'm not around people who is doing it like that, then... Well, why are you walking all over my house? I got to watch him. He be doing some strange stuff. Listen, he doing some weird stuff. You being real nosy. Sit down. Sit down. Right. He's like, I want to know who's out in the yard. That's my baby. That's my baby. That's Tux, y'all. Yeah, so that's how I started. I know my plan, what, how I'm going to do to stop. And the reason why I'm planning on stopping is because my situation for myself has really changed. And that's what I'm talking about when I say peace and happiness. You have to know what it takes for you to have your peace and happiness. Everybody's entitled to that. Not everybody knows how to get it, but you're entitled to it. You know, I'm a strong believer in, if you don't like spending time with yourself, why would anybody else spend time with yourself? I'm really baffled on how you're just walking all around my house. Come sit your ass down right now.
Stop breaking up on me like
that. Man, this is what I go through with my dog. Sit your ass down. Sit. Sit. And sit. There. So this is what he like. I gotta rub him. Y'all gotta see this. Y'all gotta see this dog. See him? He's full. He's full. He's full. I tell you, he's full. He's full. But I love him. That's my baby. I know he loved me. See that? Thank you, babe. I appreciate it. I appreciate you. Listening anytime I'm on, you can listen. It's all good. So yeah. Where was I at in my story? Yeah. Love, peace and happiness. Not love and happiness, but peace and happiness. If you don't like spending time with you, why would anybody else want to spend time with you? And I was saying, learn to be by yourself sometimes and sit alone. Discover what you like, who you are, what you want, what you like to do, what you would want to do. Go out and do things for yourself. I can't tell you how many times I sat down at a table by myself and ate big-ass meals right there by myself. I went to brunch one time by myself. I go to the movies by myself. I go walking. I'll go to the beach by myself if I had to. I do a lot of shit by myself. Why? Because 9 times out of 10, you playing with other people. You can play with a whole group, and then you find out you'd be the only one going anyway. And if you with me, if a whole group is going and we end up canceling, it's a good chance I'm going to cancel too because everybody done canceled out. But now, I'm at the point now where I go by myself. I have no problem going by myself. I enjoy it. You know, I enjoy me. I think I'm awesome. And that's how you should think about yourself. Think of yourself as awesome because we're all awesome in our own way. And once you figure that out, then it's easy to be around other people when you want to be around those other people. You know what I'm saying? You have to find your peace. Not everybody is peaceful. Some people are filled with turmoil. And the saying is true. Misery loves company. You know? People crying all the time on Facebook. Oh, woe is me. Oh, woe is me. Oh, woe is me. My thing is, once you know what your problem is, what you're going to do? What's the solution? And that's how I handle my whole situation in life. I had problems. I found solutions. And you just can't find one solution. You got to have a plan A, plan B, plan C, plan D. Sometimes even a plan E. Don't sleep on yourself. You know what I'm saying? You have to take care of you. Yep, it is called being selfish. But it's, you have to take care of you. How are you going to be good for anybody else if you're not good? How can you go into a relationship if you're not right? How can you be a friend to anybody when you're not even a friend to yourself? So you have to be selfish to a certain degree. That's why... That's how people become successful. They get selfish with their time, because they know they need to get where they need to go. And once you get there, don't stop and don't not look back. Look back to go help somebody else. See, I'm one of them people, I don't mind helping people. Helping people comes natural for me. That ain't shit. I do that day in and day out. To the point where I didn't realize I was doing it so much. My nieces is the one that let me know that I was doing so much. I went to help somebody on the bus stop, and they was like, dang, auntie, I'm on the phone with one of them. You always helping somebody. You damn right. Took them to the movie. They see me out there talking to the homeless guy, and then I went in the store, bought him something, came out, gave it to him. They like, dang, auntie, you always doing something for somebody else. That's all you do. But guess what? They got that same trait now. They don't have no problem doing for somebody else. They keep it to a minimum, but they don't have a problem doing nothing for anybody else. Why? Because they seen it. They was around it. They understand it. You know? And that's what it's about. You're supposed to help people. But at the same time, before you can help anyone else, you got to help yourself. You got to make sure you, your number one star player is on point. And that's something that I had to learn over these past years. These last 3 years, I had to sit back and say, you know what, Jahan? You do stuff for everybody all the motherfucking time. When are you going to do something for you? When are you going to take care of self? This is your time. This is your first time. This is my first time, you guys. Let me tell you, I'm talking to y'all like I'm not talking about myself. But this is my first time where I'm able to take care of just me. I have no one's response. No one is my responsibility. It's just me. And because it's just me, I felt like I needed to figure me out. That was my goal. Figure me out. What do I want? What do I want to do now? What is the best for me? How can I continue to keep living my best life? What is my best life? How can I describe my best life? What do I want? What do I need? How am I getting it? What's the goal? You know what I'm saying? You have to ask these questions to yourself. What are you willing to do? How willing are you? I love you too, baby, but you're doing too much licking. I don't like it. Go away. Jesus. You just keep licking on me and touching on me. And I'm like, geez, no, sit still. No, you can't come in between my legs either. You just, he's just such a mess. Just such a mess. So spoiled. Can't do nothing. Yeah, so I have to learn how to adapt to me. And even then, I put a crutch on myself and enabled myself by allowing myself to take care of other people. Baby, calm down. Calm down. Relax. Relax. So, right. Could you do me a favor and close that bathroom door? So maybe that's just the sound freaking him out. I might have to put him up, and I know he's going to cry if I do that. And my room door, too. He's still running in there. I want to make sure he ain't doing nothing. He a whole mess, my baby. I love him, though. Messing with people. He's just messing with us. Now, sit down. You want to come up here on the couch with me? Hey, come on. He's such a big ass dog. He's such a big ass dog. Come on. Man, get up there and sit down. Jesus. Look, he don't even want to get up here. He got there. Like, hey. What is this? Is that hair?
Is he hanging off?
I don't know. He got the happy feet. That's my happy feet, baby. But, yeah. I enable myself by allowing myself to help some other people. And what I really should have done was prayed for them and kept them pushing and kept them my words and just not have anybody in my house. But it was a learning lesson. And all the stress that I went through with that, I still took the time out, relax. I still took the time out to figure out what I needed to do for myself. How can I get me together to the point where I can successfully be right with me? And that's what I had to do. But it takes a lot of sacrificing. It takes a lot of being selfish and taking time for you. And that's what I had to do. You know, some of the things that the decisions I had to make, they were hard for me to make because I never want to turn my back on anybody. I never want to make anyone feel like I don't like them. I don't want to be around them. I don't want to deal with them. I don't value them as people, family, friends, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Because I learned something for everybody that I deal with. You know what I'm saying? And I hope they learn something from me. But at the end of the day, I know what I need around me. I know what I don't want around me. You know what I'm saying? I know what I do want around me. When it comes to disruptive behavior, disrespectful children, lack of parenting, you know, disrespect from my house, for me, you know, for the things I have in this house. Let be clear, I am not a materialistic person, but I do work hard for what I have. And I do appreciate what I have. And I'm thankful that God made a way for me to have these things. So for someone to come and destroy it, break it, steal it, and don't replace it. Yeah. Yeah. It's a big problem with me, you know. And I had to realize, even if you was the greatest roommate in the world, I still wouldn't want you here. Because at the end of the day, I like my peace and I like my space. And I need that. I know what I like. For me to have somebody in here, it got to be my child or my king. And since I don't have neither, and the closest thing that comes to it is my puppy, it's just me and him. And a friend from time to time that comes visit. No longer than 2 weeks. That's a lot. That's a lot. Don't let nobody stay longer than 2 weeks, and then they consider them a resident at that property, and then you got to evict them. I ain't doing that. No more. But I made that decision for myself. I knew that I was depressed. I knew that I wasn't happy. I knew what the problems were. I had people in my home. I needed them, and they needed me. But I was helping them more than they were helping me. And at the end of the day, I had a peace issue. I needed to be at peace with me. So I made a decision based off of that. What do I need to do to make sure I can stay at peace? See, at one point, I was ready to give it all up, and this is something y'all need to know. Don't be ready to just throw in the towel. Inquire. Find out shit. You never know. Damn. But you never know. You never know when something might come from something. You know, by far, first and foremost, you should always just pray. Pray again. You don't have to pray a lot because he done already heard you once and he don't need you getting on his nerve, but you should at least pray. The saying goes, push, pray until something happens. That's what you do. You know what I'm saying? But also, you got to get up off your ass. You can't expect God to do everything. You got to meet him halfway. You can't get out there and get the answer if you're not looking, if you're not out there doing what you need to do.
I want to win the lottery, but I want to win the lottery, so
even by
a lottery
ticket. Right. See? And it's just like, why would you do that? You know what I'm saying? And this is the joke that God does, you know what I'm saying? If you pray for patience, he's not going to give you patience. He's going to give you a reason to be patient. He's going to give you that opportunity to be patient. That's what he's going to do. He's not going to give you what you want. He's going to give you the opportunity. But you got to get out there and get it. You got to get out there and get it. You can't just sit there and think it's just going to be la 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 la. No, it don't work like that, babe. Get up, get out, and get something. This world is not, it's no joke out here. These motherfuckers out here is fighting for self. That's why you got to be fighting for self. But once you get yourself up together, who you going to help afterwards? What generation you going to make better? Because right now what I see is we selling a lot of these kids right now. Oh, bullshit aside. But I wanted to change me. And there were some things I wanted to change about myself. And that's what I did. 2 jobs, empty house. That's what I did. These were goals for myself that I said that I was going to do. See, people don't, once you put a goal in mind for you, you have to reach that shit. Other than that, you just bullshitting yourself. No one else gives a fuck about you bullshitting you. They going to still kick it with you because you still doing the same shit they doing. If they real friends, they going to tell you to get up and do something. They're going to encourage you. They're going to give you information. They're going to tell you about stuff. I'm one of them people, I don't want no lowlife around me. Get up and do something. Don't wait. Take care of your shit. Because tomorrow's not promised. People falling off every fucking day. Young, too. So I'm just giving y'all a heads up. Y'all, it's hard. It's easy to make the decision. It's hard to make the step. But you got to. Because that step can put you in line with greatness. That decision you make. I was just talking to the homie. The homie made a decision to quit his job so he can go into business for himself. You know what I'm saying? That takes a lot of guts. I was like, I don't know, man. But that's courageous, and that says a lot. And that means that motherfucker's going to go somewhere because he has the right mindset. He's thinking for himself because he wants to make sure that he's better. And that's how everybody should be thinking that you want to be better for you. Every day we should be learning something new. I get on Facebook and learn something new every day on Facebook. I hate when you lick on me. Did you stop? Jesus, I know you. God, my baby. I love the death. He just be licking. And then if I hold him, then he want to lick on the side of me. The titty and shit all on my shirt and shit. That don't feel good. Good shit. That's weird. You know? Man, then he got his mouth open. I be feeling his teeth. I be wanting to sock the shit out of him for that.
I love you too,
but I be feeling your teeth. Jesus, he act like I need a bath or something. Damn.
What are you doing?
Hey, you got me itchy now. I don't
sexual
like that.
Harassment,
sir. Yes, sexual harassment.
Look,
you know. I think you've been watching me when I be sleeping.
I'm not even feeling it, you know.
That's why you ain't in my room no more now.
Like
he is a mess. He's a mess. I love my baby.
He's
about to get his ass whooped.
You ain't never
got to
be this close to my face.
He's about to get his ass whooped. Now sit down.
I'm not the baby.
And relax. You're showing yourself on TV.
Look at this.
You're showing yourself. Relax. You're showing yourself.
See, that's what happens.
It gets real around here in the secret garden. It really does. He's over here getting frisked with his auntie. I don't appreciate that.
Intermission.
Oh my God. But yes, peace, baby. Peace and happiness. And that's all I require. I consider my home my vacation spot. I'm putting everything in here that I would want to see when I go on vacation. And going on vacation. That's what I'm doing. I'm going to get something close to it. I'm just going to make sure that everything that I got around this piece is comfortable for me and I don't feel like I need to go outside my house to get it. You know what I'm saying? That's what I want for me. I want to be able to do what I need to do and not go outside my house and get it. I didn't even see all that. I was like, what happened? I don't know why it never scrolls down. I got to scroll down for it to see it. I'm like, what the fuck? But that's what I want for me, and that's what I plan on getting. I don't know. What are you eating on? Hair.
From where?
Right here.
Go on here, come on.
I was just doing some hair this morning.
You're not supposed to eat that.
That's why he don't come out when I do hair, because he does that shit. Like he tries to eat. Chews on everything. He would eat the hair, chew on my box.
Yes.
Right. Because it feels good to him. I need to give him a bath with his old stinking self and go get him some more pee. That's my baby. We're going to take a break real quick because, let's see if we can take a break now that I got this stuff right. Maybe let's hope he'll let me play some music now. Let's see. If not, we just going to have to continue talking and we're going to talk for the next 15, 20 minutes. Oh, maybe I can play some music. Maybe I can play some music now. Maybe we can take this intermission. Give me a second. Let me see.
Big old. Big old. What's up, Mr. Cole? Man, I got a big old motherfucking bottle of this.
Big old. Man, what the fuck is that?
That new mystical feature, nigga.
I don't know, but this bottle big as a motherfucker, nigga. Big old.
Cool and high, nigga. Cool and high.
Everything I do, big old.
Swag on, big old, nigga.
That country shit.
Big old. Big old.
We don't say big, nigga. We say big old.
Big old.
Everything I do, big ol'. Everything I do, big ol'. Big ol', ballin', big ol', big, big ol', blunt, big ol', guns. Everything I do, big ol'. Everything I do, big ol'. Big ol', ballin', big ol', big, big ol', blunt, big ol', guns. Everything I do, big ol'. Everything I do, big ol'. Big ol', ballin', big ol', big, big ol', blunt, big ol', guns. Everything I do, big ol'. Everything I do, big ol'. Big ol', ballin', big ol', big, big ol', blunt, big ol', guns. Kinda got me a big old chick, went and bought me a big old house. Got me a little sexy bitch, all she do is run a big old mouth. Sitting up in a big old truck, smoke tight, see them big old clouds. Got something on my little old lap, guarantee to lay your big ass down. Yeah, y'all know I do a big boy. Let me take you back when I was small time. I started out with a little old pack, now I got more white than a chalk line. House got a big old room, room got a big old bed. Old girl got a big old butt, but I think that's your big old stage. Got a old school Chevy with a big old motor. 450, 4-bolt, 30 over. Follow on that bitch like a cane cobra. When I get the spraying, boy, you can't control her. I love her when she back it up and bend it over. Old girl got a body like a big old loafer. I don't play no games, but I show her poker. Coolie go deep like a little old ghost. Everything I do, big old. Everything I do, big old. Big old ballers, big old big, big old blunt, big old guns. Everything I do, big old. Everything I do, big old. Big old ballers, big old big, big old blunt, big old guns. Everything I do, big old. Everything I do, big old. Big old ballers, big old big, big old blunt, big old guns. Everything I do, big old. Everything I do, big old. Big old ballers, big old big, big old blunt, big old guns.
I need a big old booty bitch like it's my birthday. I need some head on the job at the birthday. I already know I met her at the concert. I'ma get the pussy on the first day. So the bitch and sit and sit and push. She said, boy, stop playing, stop flirting. I said, no, bitch, I'm serious, I'm pushing. I know that's why you came here in the first day. Said you wanna meet me in person. You be singing all the words in my verse. Said that talking like a big old person. The big curve like the neck on the turkey. On the road on the weekend working. So fuck with me on Tuesday and Thursday. If the pussy water time still surging. I guess I'm gonna be big old surfing. I guess I'm gonna be big old snorkeling. You gonna be big old squirting. We gonna make a big old mess up. Waiting for the slippery surface. Your man looking like you're getting nervous. Your mess alert won't stop tripping. You just rolled your eyes and double it the line. Follow that big old surface. Yeah.
Everything I do, big old. Everything I do, big old. Big old ballers, big old big, big old blunts, big old guns. Everything I do, big old. Everything I do, big old. Big old ballers, big old big, big old blunts, big old guns. Everything I do, big old. Everything I do, big old. Big old ballers, big old big, big old blunts, big old guns. Everything I do, big old. Everything I do, big old. Big old ballers, big old big, big old blunts, big old guns. Big old. Big ol',
big ol', big ol', big ol', big ol'.
Big, 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 big ol',
big ol', big ol'.
But they love it, and always want more of it. But they love it, and always want more of it. But they love it, and always want more of it. But they love it.
I'm spazzing and driving. Check my heart rate, nigga, I'm dying. I'm flying, that yum yum. Make a nigga go stupid, dum dum. He a sucker, dum dum. And I blow pop cherries like blum blum blum.
Okay.
Anybody check me, nigga, where did you come from? Yeah, we blowing sticky. I got a devil on my shoulder, that's little Nicky. He tryna sell me on that face like my nigga Biggie. But we stay faded, faded, faded like some old dickies. Just throw with me now. Who is your supplier? Do he got that fire? If it is not sticky when we roll it, he a liar. Tell me, is my eyes red? Yo man got some bomb head. We make love and then we fuck and then we do it again, yeah.
Shorty, won't you go get a bag of the lethal? Shorty, won't you go get a bag of the lethal? Shorty, won't you go get a bag of the lethal?
That yum yum, that yum yum, yum yum, yum yum.
Shorty, won't you go get a bag?
Yum, 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 yum.
But they love it, and always want more of it.
That yum, 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 yum.
But they love it, and always want more of it.
That yum, 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 yum.
But they love it, and always want more of it.
That yum, 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 yum.
But they love it, and always want more of it.
That yum, 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 yum.
But they love it, and always want more of it.
That yum, 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 yum.
But they love it, and always want more of it.
That yum, 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 yum.
But they love it, and always want more of it.
That yum, 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 yum.
But they love it, and always want more of it.
That yum, 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 yum.
But they love it, and always want more of it.
That yum, yum,
Money on my mind, no cheapskate. She a cheap date, that two for dub. Rearrange motherfuckers like Rubik's Cubs. I mean cubes, what are we saying? We cheapin'? High as a kite, I'm surprised that I'm breathing. I cannot lie, so much dope up inside that my lips hella dry. And I rap like I'm tweaking, smoking in a pigeon coop. Craig, Devo, Debbie, and Felicia too. And your boy rock me like a bye baby. Hit me after 12 and we probably gonna be freaking. Louis V shades on. And I heard that your pussy getting paid for. I'm talking market value after market crash. Your pussy trash, your nigga wanna read the roof. The roof is on fire. The roof is on fire. The roof is on fire.
Well, let that motherfucker burn. Pass the blunt and turn me on.
Shorty, won't you go get a bag of the legal? Shorty, won't you go get a bag of the legal? Shorty, won't you go get a bag of the legal?
That yum yum. That yum yum. Yum yum. Yum yum.
Shorty, won't you go get a bag of the legal? Shorty, won't you go get a bag?
Swerving. Excuse me if my blinker ain't on. I ain't perfect, but we are on the cloud. And we ain't coming down. No, we ain't coming down. No, we ain't coming down. Down, down. Riding on that 405 swerving. Excuse me if my blinker ain't on. I ain't perfect, but we are on the cloud. And we ain't coming down. No, we ain't coming down. No, we ain't coming down. Down, down.
Shorty, won't you go get a bag of the legal? Shorty, won't you go get a bag of
the legal?
Shorty, won't you go get a bag of the legal?
That yum yum, yum yum, yum yum.
Shorty, won't you go get a bag of the legal? Shorty, won't you go get a bag of the legal? Shorty, won't you go get a bag?
Lease this beat today.
Yeah, it's your boy Eric. Placing on the track.
Pocket stay fat, I got money on me. Why look strapped? Cause you know it's on me. When I'm funny stick, yeah, I put that on me. Pop the murder all these bitches, yeah, you know that's on me. Fuck it, stay fat, I got money on me. Why look strapped? Cause you know that's on me. When I'm funny stick, yeah, I put that on me. Pop the murder all these bitches, yeah, I put that on me. Yeah, I put that on me. On me, on me. Know I keep that on me. On me, on me. Got this money on me. On me, on me. Keep that money. Gotta keep it on me. Ain't no thinking about it. I can't leave the house without it. Nah, I can't leave without it. That's my baby, never leave her lonely. Always around me, never doubt it. You know she got it. Ain't no thinking about it. Know she about it. These cold streets just broke my heart. Now I can get no fuck. Don't be talking money. You dismiss it. It ain't about my butt. That's been 37 for them jackets. I'ma let it bust. I don't know you. People don't know you. Nigga know you. Put that on me. On me. On me. No, I keep that on me. On me. On me. Got that money.
Leave this beat today.
Placing on the track, wait.
Yeah, I put that on me. No, I keep that on me, on me,
I keep
on
it
me.
On me.
Got
know I'm promising. Fuck what you thought, cause that's on me. On me, on me. Fuck what you thought, cause that's on me. On me, on me. Fuck what you thought, cause that's on me.
I got some anger in my heart, heart of stone, chilling in the dark. Rip a bitch apart, drag her to the car, boulevard. Some petition charge, video to art. Taking shots like we playing darts. Still, you think you're hard, I got a fart. You gave me gas, you knock. Or is it that I'm the shit? You dirt rock, wanna be stepper, white plastic bitch, fucking just for the hell of it. Ain't even swelling it, changing teams as if you're better at sucking some plastic dick that you slick. Use a trick, you be on that bullshit, trying to find a culprit. Found out I was real with it, running around, filled with it, selling all the wolf tickets, flat back. Now your ass need a hospital visit, now you live it. Cause you didn't think that's how that shit gon' go. You didn't think I was gon' hit you and you would be hitting the floor. Now you gon' learn your lesson and don't come around here no more. I like be out, neighborhood scream out, bleep, bleep, bleep. That's all, folks, and you know
that game on me, on the low, you gon' see. Threats or no, I'm promising. Fuck what you thought, cause that's on me. On me, on me. Fuck what you thought, cause that's on me. On me, on me. Fuck what you thought, cause that's on me.
True stories what I'm giving, let me tell you what it happened. I was dealing, I was feeling like the world was in my lap. And all my ladies had me captain with the weed up and the rapping. Like some pussy dude, so wanted to be fucking hella active. She must have took a laughter cause the shit began to flow. Acting like she was a baller as we mob to the stove. But she bought the liquor though, to the park where we go. Fresh cup rolled up, left, right, heel toe. All my niggas there though, cause I beast with the best. And I see a few faces suspect, real fresh. Then a newbie started thugging, trying to put me to the test. Wondering where his fucking cup, looking all kind of stressed. Hyping up his own flex, putting it all on the set. Had to make good on my promises and take two to the chest. Put that nigga in check and found out that was his bread. That was spent on the bitch on her back. I should bet and they said,
game on me, on the low, you gon' see. Threats or no, I'm promising. Fuck what you thought, cause that's on me. On me, on me. Fuck what you thought, cause that's on me. On me, on me. Fuck what you thought, cause that's on me.
I had a bitch get at me up in my inbox, saying the shit I'm doing wasn't really hip hop. I was like, there you go again with that flip flop. She start getting loud, picked up the phone and said, I think nah. I don't talk, I walk, my address will get dropped, cause I don't have time to type all that rah, rah, rah. You can still bop, 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 just like the bitch you are. I'ma make a special trip just to come pull your car.
Bad game on me, on the low, you gon' see. Threats or no, I'm promising. Fuck what you thought, cause that's on me. On me, on me. Fuck what you thought, cause that's on me. On me, on me. Fuck what you thought, cause that's on me.
Hey, when we back, theory of a high mind, baby. So, yeah, like I was telling y'all, it's all about peace and happiness. And that's what I'm trying to find, my peace and my happiness. You know, I got locked out of my house last night. And I got locked out all in my feelings about something else. And trying to deal with my dog, and my dog kept doing shit. See, I respect my neighbors. Some of y'all don't know what that means, but I'm one of those neighbors that I don't want to cause confusion. If my neighbor gets up at 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock, and can leave to go to work, you know what I mean? So even on Saturdays, he's up early, gone, you know? So for me, I try to make sure that I let him out at night when he comes in, but I also make sure that he is not being too busy. So what he does is, like, he'll go up to the fence and bark at their dog. Their dog is wrong. Matter of fact, he won't even bark at him. He'll just go up to the fence and look for him. So the dog comes up and starts barking. And when the dog is nowhere to be found, he'll bark once just to get his attention, like, hey, where you at? And that dog come over here,
What are you doing on the fence? I told you not to get on the fence. I don't want to see your face. Why are I seeing your face still? You on the fence still. Why don't you go somewhere? I don't like to see you. You ain't even supposed to be over there. Why are you over there? Why are you even there on the fence? So let me just like, what the fuck? And I'll be like, damn, you making this all kick your ass to the backyard. So go to the backyard, but he'll come back with a toy, something he found in the yard, and he will just totally happy. I'll be like, what the fuck? And then go back and doing that shit again. So then I got to let him back in. Now, when it's during the daytime, I don't mind him doing it. Because it's during the daytime, get it all out your system. Because I want y'all to get to know each other because y'all neighbors now. I don't care how grumpy y'all are with each other. You're going to eventually stop that shit and get over it. Get it out your system. You're young. I get it. You know? But he didn't last night. And I was already tired from the day. And I didn't get that much sleep. And I was just like, oh, my God. So I went outside to put something in the trash and to check him. And went to come back in the house, and he was trying to come back in the house with me. I was like, no, don't be trying to come back in the house with me. So I closed the door, like, don't come back in the house with me. And when I went to open the door was locked. Mind you, I was frantic because I had my mop in the sink and the water running. And I didn't know if the mop had the sink stopped up where the water was just overflowing and running over onto my counter and into the other side of the sink and onto the floor. I was freaking the fuck out. So I was like, what can I do? I don't have no phones on me. I have no keys. I can't get in no cars. I can't do shit. I left the house and ran straight to the store around the corner. I was in my intentions were to go in there and go ask the people at the store to use their phone. But I just so happened to see somebody that I knew from the neighborhood. And I was like, hey, can I use your phone? You have a phone? Can I use it real quick? And I explained to him my situation. No. I explained to him my situation. He understood. So he was like, if I got the tools, I could probably help you get in. I'm like, man, like, that would be great. You know what I'm saying? So we come around here. He's trying to help me, you know, break in my shit. But my shit's so tight and locked, you can't get in my shit. My shit is... can't get it, you know, fucked up trying to get my shit right, you know. So I'm sitting here like, damn, my cousin's not answering. She's the only number I know, and she's the only one I know that got a key, that I got the number, know the number right off top, you know. I was like, how could this happen? Like, why did the world turn into a walking phone book where we don't need to remember these damn numbers? Shit, you know. So I went on and started thinking. I was like, what else? How can I get in contact with somebody? And I said, yeah, Facebook. You got Facebook? He said, yeah, I'm going to get on your Facebook. I need to use your Facebook real quick. So I get on this Facebook, and I start texting. This is such and such. I need you to come let me in. I'm locked out. And then I go to another page. This is such and such. This is cookie. I need to be let in. I'm locked out. Right. You know what I'm saying? Get them the information. I was like, oh, my God, I hope somebody, I get a response. A few minutes later, okay. Yes. All right, he's coming. Stop what you're doing. Don't do no damage to the door. No damage to the door. Stop. Yeah. And I was like, all right, that's good. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? And I ended up, it was good that I got a chance to see him because I was able to find out that he cuts grass. And that's what's going on in my yard right now. I'm getting my grass cut. And I'm going to pay him very well. He gave me one price. I'm going to give him some more on top of that because he's doing a really good job going in this big-ass yard doing the shit. Because I'm just saying. But, all right. I got you. Yeah. You got it. Say your buddy in the house. You bet. It's my dog. My baby. This guy just doing me y'all. He. So, yeah, I sat here for a few I want to say almost 30 minutes, and I was able to get him out. And I was just, like, so distraught, like, oh, my God, why did I have to have such a horrible day? I was just like, this is so ridiculous. But what made it great and what made it peaceful was the fact that I was able to come into my house and relax, get in the tub and sit for a second. I was on the phone the whole time talking to the home. The homie was like, fuck that. I'm coming. I made brownies. We about to do this. Fuck this. We just about to chill. You got a drink? I got a drink. You got a drink? We're going to have a drink. We're going to drink. We're going to smoke. We got this. I got a blunt. We're going to smoke. All right. So that's what he did. And we chill. We did chill. Had a good ass time. Good ass time. You know what I'm saying? So that peace and finding happiness, you know what I'm saying? The flesh is weak. We fall short of that sometimes. We don't expect you to always be happy. But we definitely don't expect you to always be sad or mad. You know what I'm saying? So it's important in your life to find that peace and happiness. You know what I'm saying? Within your situation, within yourself. You know. excuse me. Thank you. It's easy to fall short when you're trying to be something that you're not. You know what I mean? Somebody asked, all this happened when you were locked out. Yeah, it did. But you have to learn how to really just let go a little bit. You know what I'm saying? That's why a lot of people smoke weed. That's why I smoke weed. You know what I'm saying? That moment to just say, fuck it. Just for that moment. And just live at peace with nothing on the brain. No worries, no nothing. Just chilling. And that's fine. You need that. I remember an ex-boyfriend's mother used to spend 30 minutes to an hour to herself after work. And she said she always done that, even when her kids were young. She had them do that because she needed to regroup to get the weight of the world off of her, because she didn't want to take out what she went through at work on her kids, and she didn't want to take out what she was going on at home, bringing on to her job. So I get that. And I implemented that for myself. I'm working 16-hour days. So it's important for me to take time out, even if it's just for a second at night, to do what I need to do. And that's what the hell I do. You know, dead ass. That's what I do. You know, I come in at home. I come home late at night. I take care of my dog. First and foremost, get him straight. Then I sit down. I get myself washed up, cleaned up, whatever, get myself ready for bed. If I got food to eat, I eat it. But 9 times out of 10, I don't, because I don't eat that late, you know. I might get something to drink, though, and then roll my blunt up. And then I put my heater on and go to sleep. And get in bed, turn the TV on, and then let the TV watch me for a little while before I go to sleep. And that's how I roll during the week. I try not to do no turn-ups during the week because I know as soon as I do, it conflicts with the rest of the week, and I'm tired for the rest of the week. You know, if I was to do it, I would do it on a Thursday night. So, you know, I'd be like, yeah, Thursday night, okay, it's just Friday. Who cares? I could sleep till it's just Friday. So either way, I had a pretty decent job. So, with both of them, so... And I've been blessed thus far with what I have and what I'm getting and what I'm doing, you know. And I'm thankful that during the time that I was down that I was able to still help and bless people. But at the same time, it was also my learning lesson. It was a learning lesson because I have to learn how to be a grown-up for me and not for others. And that was something I had to learn how to do in the realest way. and I'm still adapting to it. I'm still growing. I still have things that I have to learn. But I can say for a 30-something-year-old woman, I'm doing all right, and I can't complain. You know, and I hope that I can be an inspiration to someone out there that is going through something. Like I said, don't give up. Don't give up hope. Don't lose hope. Take that step. Make that phone call. Inquire. You know what I'm saying? Put the right people in your circle so when you talk to somebody about it, you can get help. They can put you in a position where you can be helped. It's important. It's so freaking important. You know, the people you have around you shapes who you are. You know what I'm saying? They need to be beneficial mentally. They need to be able to teach you how to fish in some shape, form, or fashion. Not give you a fish, but teach you how to fish. You know what I'm saying? So make sure you're getting your shit up, man. This life is hard out here, but you got to live it for yourself. And guess what? When you're doing what you're supposed to do to reach your goals and you're doing what you're supposed to do to benefit yourself, the right person is watching and they're going to approach you at the right time. And you're going to see them and you're going to realize that's the one, male or female. It's just going to fall in your lap. When you go out there looking for that shit, like dead ass looking for that shit, you end up finding something that ain't meant for you. But when you're not looking, it falls right into your lap. And it'd be like, oh, how did that happen? And even though it can be scary, love can be a scary situation, but don't ever be afraid to experience it because guess what? It's meant. You know what I'm saying? If you don't experience, you'll never know what you truly want and don't want in a relationship. We all have these false views of what we want and what we don't want. But when you get it, do you really want it? Or is it just you settling because they have all the right attributes that you're looking for? You know, I read an article about that where they were saying it's a lot of guys that nowadays they don't find the girl that they're looking for. They just end up finding someone that meets, that checks off most of the boxes off their list. And those attributes that they have is what make them beautiful or whatever, you know. So that's why they go with them. And then they end up falling in love with them, and that works. Kind of almost like a psychological arranged marriage type of thought, you know. I'm going to get with them because I see the partnership could be great, you know what I'm saying? But I don't see us really being the person I'm really deeply in love with right now. You know what I mean? People like you. If they don't love you, they have to fall in love with you. But either way, I'm about to play some more music and I'm going to be out because, again, I got a show. If y'all not knowing, SG will be in the building later on. Let me give you all the information and be correct when I tell you about it because I don't ever want to give nobody the wrong information. Let's see, which way do I go? Which way do I go? Is it Facebook? I'll just go back to my Facebook on this one, and I'll show you. I got a picture. Somebody got a picture. I know it for sure. We have a show today in Ontario. Let's see here. Trying to find out the address so I can give it to you. It's a day party, you guys. So
at Bar 83, and that's in Ontario, at located at 117 North Euclid Avenue. That's the zip code is 91762. Hosted by yours truly, the SG crew. A bunch of us will be in the building performing. You know what I'm saying? So if you guys are there, come before 5, it's $10. You know what I'm saying? Doors open at 3. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Again, Hoodbound will be in the building performing. So don't miss out. And I hope to see you guys there. You guys enjoy the rest of your Saturday. I just had to get on here and talk to y'all for a minute because I had some things I wanted to get off, and it's been a minute. I've been wanting to talk, and I feel like I haven't said everything I've been wanting to say. I got other topics for you coming up in weeks to come, but I got to get on my dog's ass because he's just walking around my house like he big, really badass right now. I don't appreciate that. But you guys enjoy your weekend, and we're going to go out like this.
Yeah, man, what it is, it's your boy Levi Kev, and you have reached the end of the album, Takeover. I want to take a few minutes to thank everybody for listening, purchasing this album. I appreciate y'all riding with me on this journey, from the gift and the curse to now. Everybody that voted for me, Outstanding Artist of the Year, Album of the Year, and I'm trying to do it in 2017, you know. I done been through a whole lot of shit over the years. I done had a whole lot of people doubt me, tell me I wasn't gonna be it, tell me I wasn't gonna make it. But through all the mist and all the bullshit, my team still roll with me. You know what I mean? Shout out to J Dub, Miss Everso, J Wade, Tom G, O'Vaughn, Priscilla, Chemo.
CWW Houston News. Hello, and thank you for joining us today. I am Naisha, and my co-host,
J-Dub. We have just received breaking news from down.
Shake that shit.
Submarine, the pussy, yeah, my dick be going real deep. Hit it till the screen leaks, gotta chase the bed sheets. Roll up, spark, do it all again, repeat.
Girl, let's get loose and just hallucinate. But before we get things started, girl, let's make